Now that we're more familiar with the vocabulary, let's listen to Hannah's presentation at the formal meeting again, this time at a native rate of speech.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards. We conducted 8 focus groups, each with 10 to 12 people who currently use the product. In this pie chart, the yellow shaded areas represent those participants who buy the product from Vision Corporation, and they comprise only 13% of the people we spoke with. That's consistent with Vision Corporation's market share segment. We asked the participants what features they wanted when purchasing the product, and this table shows their answers in descending order of importance. As you can see across this row and down this column, Vision Corporation's current product offering includes only one of the top 3 most desired features. Finally, we asked the participants to rank the product offered by Vision Corporation against those of the top 4 competitors, and the results are shown in this bar chart. Vision Corporation received the best rankings for affordability, but suffered in all other categories. This line graph shows that these figures have held steady over the 4 months we've conducted these focus groups. We believe this means that your company would be justified in raising the price of its product and using the additional revenue to improve the product's features.
In this next section, we're going to listen to the same presentation, but this time it will be at an informal meeting. Hannah uses less formal words and is much more relaxed.
Thanks, Sean. Each of the 8 focus groups we spoke with had 10 to 12 participants who are users of the product, although not necessarily the one offered by Vision Corp. In this table, you can see that the proportion of people who use your company's product compared to the total market is fairly small, at only 13%. This, of course, means your competitors have a big leg up on the market with over 85%. We asked participants what kinds of things they look for when deciding which product to buy. Let me walk you through this chart with my laser pointer. You can see that the most important features are listed alphabetically under the header Important Features. Unfortunately, your current product has only one of 3 most sought-after features. That may be one important reason why more customers aren't buying your product. Finally, take a look at this bar chart, which shows how your product's features stack up against those of your competitors. Your product has good affordability, but the truth is that your customers aren't that concerned about price. You could easily raise your prices and use the extra money from sales to better match your product with what customers